Is there any other question?
Well, I have a question. Is it fair to say, well, looking at Port Arthur and away other significant heritage historic sites are doing in the world, occupancy as soon as possible is critical to also get more private equity in there, because once you start getting tourists coming through, people spending money, you look at other significant heritage sites around the world, they've got to have occupancy. That way you stop the appalling vandalism that's occurred on this site over the last few years, and you start to bring money in, because you'll get private individuals that are quite happy to go into heritage sites under strict condition and make money, but they'll bring tourists in as well, and you're going to get people. I mean, you're going to really need millions. I mean, the reality is, this is probably 15 or 20 a year at least. We're looking at Port Arthur. It's been going for how many years, David? 40 odd years or something. You're going to need, this has been going to go on for decades, and you're going to need a lot of private equity as well as government funding.
Yeah, that's very true, and we've spent a lot of effort trying to attract the government, both the previous government, and I've written letters to the Premier and a Minister for State Development, and had meetings with both of those, along the lines of trying to get perhaps some sort of an anchor tenant on part of the facility. And we had in mind that Alana could be, or Carlton could be upgraded, although Carlton would, I think, cost quite a bit more, in order to facilitate a small government agency, you know, of 20 or 30 people. And if we could get sort of a anchor tenant like that on the facility, that would make a big difference. Now, you know, I don't want to talk too much about this, but there has been discussion about the community house taking over part of the Bromley building, and I think that would also be a very positive thing for that to happen if everything works out for people. Because it gets people on, it gets, you know, the buildings used and people on the site.